Blog Talk Radio.
If people don't like it, if you're being yourself, fuck them. Let me tell you something. I used to go with a girl when I was about your age. I try to please her peppy all the time, went out my way to please her peppy. I come in one day, I said, nice weather we have. I said, you can't say that. You can't say that, it might rain. I said, nice tie you got on. I said, you can't say that. My wife tried to choke me with it. Point I'm trying to tell you, son, is be yourself. People don't like how you be yourself. Fuck them. Fuck them up against the wall. With handcuffs on, and crank it through on the lips. That's all you do.
Words to live by.
Live by them, son.
Okay.
Whatever that means. So
he does an interview with this with an artist named Lord Jamal, who's from the world famous and famed group Brand Nubian. They had songs like "Love Me or Leave Me Alone." You know what I'm saying? Many hits, though, you know, and whatnot. I'm not about to list their catalog. You can go look them up. And so Lord Jamal was speaking on, in the clip, you're going to hear him in the video, well, the clip, because you can't see the video. In the clip, you hear him speaking on, he gets questioned, not really questioned, but they start speaking about Mayweather and other characters and people like that who are always showing off in videos, throwing money at strippers, throwing money around, burning money, doing whatever, just doing all of these types of acts, you know. I mean, call it what you may, you know, you could call it silly, you could call it stupid, you could call it they just having fun. I don't care, I'm not here to judge. Although I will make judgments, but on this particular note, I'm just speaking on this clip and this whole thing of money as a concept. Now, he speaks on that, and Lord Jamal does, speaks on those behaviors that those guys are exhibiting, these artists and people like Mayweather, these characters that do this with money and in videos and such. And then he speaks on people with real money, billionaires like Bill Gates and stuff like that, and he gives the contrast of how you don't see them with – you will never see a picture or can find a picture of Bill Gates with money in his hand or whatever showing off and such like that. And he also speaks on a particular thing which I saw a few people doing a couple years back. I saw it really popular where people were taking a stack of money and putting it to their ear, like trying to use it as a particular cell phone. So he speaks on this particular move that people were doing. Now, my thing is this, you know, they could say that they were having fun and just doing something out of fun or whatever. But to me, I kind of found that as kind of a facetious and silly kind of thing to be doing. But if you chose to do it, that's on you. I mean, hey, I don't care. That's not my thing. But what happens is so funny. I hear Lord Jamal, he mentions the same thing, and me and his brother never spoke. And so I know that we never spoke. We never met each other. And just to encounter your own perceptions and your own type of views and see that wavelength, that matching of the wavelengths right there and the frequency on that type of level of thinking, it just brought it back to me to say, well, then maybe I need to bring this issue up again about how money is a concept or bring this issue to the Block Report and bring it on here. So we're going to go play the video. Let me stop talking. I'm kind of going long with it, but I'm just setting it up for y'all so y'all get an idea of what it is so I'm not just here just throwing stuff out there and setting it. So I'm setting it up. Remember, the call-in number is 929-477-3093. The clip is about 5 minutes long. The call-in number is 929-477-3093. The clip is about 5 minutes long, so just be patient. We're going to play it through, and then we'll continue on the other side with the commentary. So let me get this clip up and ready, and here it is.
A thing. Like, it's, you know, and just the concept of making it rain in the strip club, and, you know, you get props for throwing money away, for burning money. I rolled a joint with this $100 bill. Like,
right, right.
This is not celebrated in all cultures. This is almost a hip-hop thing.
First of all, it's not celebrated by rich people at all. Like I just put up some shit on my Twitter the other day, and I was like, why do these motherfuckers take the picture with a fucking stack of money to their ear like it's a fucking phone? Like, what the fuck is that about? Like, what do you think the money's calling you and saying? Because whatever the fuck it's saying, it ain't no good. Trust me. Like that's some of the stupidest shit I ever fucking seen in my life. And
50,
50 I saw something, right? They said your man Pablo Escobar, right?
Mm-hmm.
Used to make about $60 million a day. Yet there's not one picture of him holding money. Think about it. Your most rich people, have you ever seen a picture of Bill Gates with a fucking stack of money to his ear like it's calling him on the phone? Probably never even seen him holding a dollar in his hand.
But you have seen Floyd Mayweather do it, and he's definitely rich.
No, he's not. He's not rich compared to the people who's paying him. See, he's rich to us. That's why he does that. To the people that are able to pay him $70 billion in one night, let's see their pictures. Let's see the people who are paying Floyd Mayweather. See, that's what we got it fucked up. We think Floyd Mayweather is paid. But he's not even on that list of the billionaires of the earth. He's not on that list because he got people paying him.
How much is Floyd Mayweather worth? Floyd Mayweather is worth, has a net worth of $280 million with career earnings of $430
million. $280 million ain't shit. That ain't shit compared to billionaire money. Okay? Now you got to put it in perspective. So, yeah, people are saying, yeah, Floyd Mayweather, he does it. He's the only one that does it. No, because he's not paid. He's just paid to us. To the real paid motherfuckers who can buy countries and shit like that, his money ain't shit. So show me somebody with real money that I'm talking about, that 1% of 1% of 1%. Show me one of those motherfuckers with pictures holding money and shit like that. I'll wait.
Right, and it's true. And, you know, on top of that, Floyd Mayweather probably has a spending rate that's higher than pretty much all the billionaires.
Right.
If you talk about, now I'm not talking about reinvesting in your business and, you know, staff costs and stuff like that.
I'm talking about liability shit. You're just buying shit just to buy it.
You're just, yeah, like Mayweather has, like I heard, 3 Bugattis.
Okay, for instance, your man who owns Zappos, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know the online shoe shit, right?
Yeah.
He's worth about however many millions that he's worth. Mm-hmm. Shoe company, the man only owns 4 pairs of shoes.
Really?
You see what I'm saying? Like, this is how motherfuckers with money really, how they really do it. Because all of that shit don't mean nothing. It don't mean
right,
nothing.
Okay, so I actually looked this guy up. His name is Tony Tsai.
Yeah, the Asian dude.
Asian dude. He is worth $840
million. $840 million. A lot more than Mayweather, right?
Yeah, more than 3 times. Yeah, he's worth more than 3 times what Mayweather is worth.
Right.
And he owns, you said, 4 pairs of shoes?
4 pairs of shoes this guy owns. Yet he owns a website that sells shoes. He can have every pair of shoes that they ever wanted. But
right.
He only owns 4 pairs. That's all he needs. And I guarantee you there's no pictures of him with a brick of money acting like he's talking on an old cellular phone. Guaranteed. And I never looked for one, but I know it's not out there. Because it's the dumb shit we do. Trying to prove that we got something we don't really have. Money is a concept, yo. This is not even real.
Yeah, here we go. So how many pairs of shoes does he own? 4 pairs of shoes. A pair of flip-flops and slippers that I wear at home. A pair of Donald Pliners that I wear when I'm not allowed to wear sneakers. 4 pairs of shoes.
I told you, I'm not just making this shit up. Like, that's what it is.
Yeah, okay, so that's the end of the clip right there. So basically, as you see, what he's showing is that, you see, you have that, yes, as far as people in the hip-hop community or people who don't really have a certain level kind of type of money or anything like that, somebody like a Mayweather is rich to you. And I'm not taking nothing away from Mayweather because, to me, you know, I don't have anything against him, and I kind of like dude. I mean, shoot, you know, dude represents somebody as far as being a winner, and he's about his business. He controls as far as, you know, he manages all his fights and events and situations and manages the promotion and has his own fighters and helps others, you know what I'm saying, and provides jobs for people. So, of course, you know what I'm saying, you can discuss and debate his spending habits and speak on that, yeah, you know, but me, I'm not getting into that, but I guess since the conversation was brought to Lord Jamar, I mean, he just gave his opinion and his thoughts on that. Now, and he's as he's entitled to do. So now, but he also brought up, as I said, you know, this whole thing with the picture, taking the stack of money, taking a picture of a stack of money to your ear and all of that, and how silly that was. And you know what? As I said, I found it to be silly too. And you know what I'm saying? And at the end of it, you hear what he said. He said that it's trying to show that you have something that you really don't. And that's one of the things as far as like with that, as far as with black people and people from the inner cities or whatever, all of that, that's what a lot of people do. They try to show that they have more than what they really have. So you come outside, you know, your crib may be, you know, running over with roaches and whatever, and you ain't got, and you got maybe one spoon and barely, maybe no fork or knives or whatever, and you, or whatever, and you know, you don't, you got cereal but no milk, but you come outside in a $300 pair of sneakers, and you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that. So the thing is, basically, it's just that some people's priorities, and that's what it is, the priorities is kind of twisted, but it's that you want to show that you have wealth, or you want to show that you have wealth because in your real life, shit is looking kind of bleak and fucked up. So you try to put on for the world. Remember they had that song on there, I'm going to put on for the glam, put on for Instagram. Because so you try to put on this whole type of persona or look that you have it when you really don't. Now, I'm not saying that there's anything totally or completely wrong with that, but the thing is sometimes it builds a false sense of security and a false sense of confidence, because then you start thinking, well, because I was able to put on more than this one and make it look like I really had it more than this one, and this one can't even do that, that you think you're somehow better than somebody else when you're really not. You know what I'm saying? Like, I might, you know, like, this dude, you might see this dude, the dude that they're talking about that owns Zappos. You might see him and he only got four pairs of shoes, and you might see him in his clothes or whatever, in his shoes, and you're thinking like, man, this dude, he looks like a bum or something. He looks like he ain't really got it together. But little do you know, he's worth almost $1 billion. But you now, you got all the flashy designer stuff on that you could barely afford. You know, you either put it on layaway for about a few months or whatever, if they still do layaway, I remember. Now, say nothing wrong with that, but I'm just saying, let's be real, and or you put yourself into debt to get this flashy, fly stuff, and you ain't even got cereal or milk in the crib. You know what I'm saying? Your dinner is ramen noodles. I mean, hey, if you want to, if the thing is that the reason why I bring this up is because those things can't talk for you. The flashy clothes, the sneakers, the jewelry, the cars, they can't talk for you, so they can't get you. All it does is get attention from people. Like, they might notice that you have that stuff, and they might give you a little attention for a little while, but once you open up your mouth and you begin to speak, and then they start seeing that you really, you know what I'm saying? Another person will hear you talking, and they'll be like, well, let me figure out how I can rope this fool out of his shit, or whatever I can get out this fool. You know what I'm saying? So the thing is, you know, if you're trying to let those things speak for you, the only thing that they'll say to someone is that, you know, you're possibly a sucker that they could go ahead and get. So, you know, that's how that is. But now as we get into it, as far as money being a concept, as he said, which is the name of the show. And by the way, the caller number is 929-477-3093. The caller number is 929-477-3093. This is The Block Report, and I am your host, Tafari XL. And we are speaking on, we just finished playing the clip from DJ Vlad and Lord Jamal, speaking on money and how people really misrepresent and do all kinds of craziness with money and don't really understand what money is. So money is a concept, and it is, because you see what happens, there was a system before this system with paper money called the barter system, which you use, where it was like, okay, I have 12 cows, you have You have two daughters. I'll give you my 12 cows for your two daughters. So whatever the case, and they'll marry my son, and then we'll split it up or whatever. Those things would be dowry. But even if that was in marriage, because marriage was always a contract, as it is to this day, which you have to understand. And it's a transaction, a business transaction. But even before that, if we go beyond that and we say, okay, well, I see you have about half an acre of corn. I want the crops from that half an acre of corn. I can give you basically 6 months of chicken eggs or whatever, or I could trade you. So bartering was just trading. I have this, you have that. I want what you have. I can give you what I have of this, and we can go ahead and make a deal. Now that system is very old. Ancient, and it doesn't really, and sometimes it still plays a lot, so people still go by that, but it's not the popular or the biggest system right now. So, however, the system right now that's currently is paper money and the credit system. So the credit system is the biggest part of it. Now, what I want to go with, as we're saying that money is the concept, now money is a concept because you have this piece of paper that says that, okay, for this note, I'm going to give you this note and you give me whatever goods you have or whatever, right? But that's just a piece of paper that really doesn't mean anything. It's like it's just a number with an IOU paper because it's not really tangible. It was made tangible, but it's based on the concept of this piece of paper is worth this and it represents this so that you can give me this. So it's not like when someone says, okay, I'll give you these actual real corn for you to give me those actual real tomatoes or chickens. It's I give you this piece of paper, which is supposed to be at some sort of value, represented as some value in some bank and in our system of money, and so it's supposed to mean something and garner something so it could have this value, and then you give me that real goods that you have, and I'll give you this piece of paper. Now, that's what I mean by money being a concept. Now, I see we have a couple callers on the line, and I see we have a question. I'm going to come to your question. Before I come to your question or comment, though, I'm going to do a quick musical break, and then we'll come right back in with it. So just hold your question and comment, and here we go.
Should be on cover of the High Times. Walk in my closet, get sky miles. Trap Einstein, Japanese out of one ton. Gave a D like Shondon, told Shawty Quiet Don. So many acres, man, my kids can't trick or treat. Because the neighbors stay on a whole nother street. Politics is usual while I bought a suit for it. Puff got a party Friday, I bought a coupe for it. Who you know about the borders and don't drink? I sleep, fuck, shower in my gold link. Got titty boy tatted on a butt cheek. If you don't pray for 7 days, it make 1 week. Let's take a smoke break. Got a 38 special that hold 8. Got a room with marble floors and gold drapes. With a badass bitch that like to serve grapes. Got a rape that I use for a bachelor pad. Still made all A's in back of the class. On the cover now, started from back of the mag. Now it's back of the bag. Got my happiness back. If I happen to brag, it's accepted by the culture. Duncan and one touchdown boasting. This is that.
All right. We're back in it. All right. So it's the Block Report with Tafar by XL, and the calling number is 929-477-3093. Push 1 if you want to join the conversation. I'm going to start taking your calls. And, I see somebody had dropped off. All right, hold on. Anyway, let me try to get some of these calls. And today's show is Money is a Concept. Let's see what it is. Hello,
hey.
Caller. Thanks for calling the Block Report. What do you want to say about the show? What do you have?
Well, you know, there's a saying about money. If it sits on your ass, it's not an asset, all right? So if you're taking your money and putting it into clothes, that's really a stupid investment because that stuff rots away. Money was once based on the gold system. We had something then. We even had something when our dollar was based on the silver system. But now it's just a promissory note that we have agreed to value. All right. And I look at people, like you said, the Zappos dude has four pairs of shoes. He knows what it's about. You can't wear all that stuff at once. If you need something, you get it. But to just put your money into stuff, that's so shallow. That's so stupid. I look at Susie Orman, who gives investment advice. This woman said she's had the same purse, and the only purse she owns, she's had it for 20 years, a black leather purse, all right? And here we are trying to get Gucci and Chanel and baby this and, you know, Louis under your arm, and it just makes no sense. I think as a people, our priorities are warped. We're still suffering from slavery. More or less, we are still suffering from it, all right? So, you know, I think we shouldn't try to impress anybody, but we should try to do what's best for our people as a whole, have our own economy where our dollars can circulate in our areas. Then we might have something. Then we might be able to employ each other and keep people out of jail, you know.
Okay, well, I want to say this. Think. You know, I don't have any issues. I don't have any issues if people want to spend their money on whatever they want to spend it on. If they want to get that designer stuff, that's fine. What I'm saying for people is that it just doesn't make any sense for you to do that when you really you to live beyond your means or try to spend money on things and make, especially when you're making other people richer, that money's going out of your community to make somebody else's community richer just so you could wear that particular designer stuff. So it doesn't really quite make any sense to me. And then the other part about it, as I said, is that they use these items, these material, that's where their worth and value rests. Is based on how much material items they can acquire.
Exactly. They think it shows possess, it represents
and then they
a
use
lifestyle.
That. Then they use that to go ahead and project that some sort of false sense, false superiority on other folks because that person may not be wearing that same designer stuff. So what I'm saying is, it's a twofold type of thing that happens when you invest in material items like that, and it allows for you to become warp your psychology.
Yeah, but I think it even goes deeper than that because then you create envy in other people. Next thing you know, somebody wants to take you off for what you got because they're feeling inferior, and now you got somebody in jail for stealing your stuff that you couldn't afford anyway. It's just like a vicious, stupid cycle.
Yeah, well, you know, because
you
the
know,
whole
that's
thing
kinda
is
why they have
the thing is. The thing is this is that, yeah, I mean, but people are always going to try to steal or take somebody's shit that ain't theirs if they don't have anything. You know what I'm saying?
Especially
I'm not saying that will ever stop. I'm not saying it's right, but I just don't think that just because I don't think it's good to justify, well, I earned my money, earned my wealth or whatever, and I spend it now, and I go get nice things that I'm supposed to be supposed to feel subjected to. Because somebody else didn't do as well as me. I'm not really, but what I'm saying is you don't use that to look down on people, but I should not have to downgrade my desires or what I want for somebody because somebody else didn't end up doing as well as me.
Well, you know, you have to go the whole way. You can't have the best car sitting outside the projects. You know what I'm saying?
I agree
you
with
have
that.
To have the
whole I agree with that.
Not
I agree
to
with
have
that.
A piece of it. You know, that's kind of why they started the uniforms in schools, so people could feel like they were all equitable. Everybody's the same, all right? So there's no...
Well, everybody's
set
not
up
the same, so I don't agree with
that. No, everybody's not the same. I mean, the dress codes that they're putting in the schools
right.
to stop people from envying somebody else with this or that, from stopping
right.
that.
Hold
that
on a second,
being
Nicole. Status
the symbol.
Caller number is 929-477-3093, 929-477-3093. We're about to go into the next 15 minutes of the show. I'm going to put you back in the queue, caller, all right?
Later.
All right. All right, so we're going to continue on with the next 15 minutes of the show and continue on with our topic, Money is a Concept. First thing we're going to do, I'm going to play that 2 Chainz and Static Selector joint that I started playing earlier. I'm going to play it to completion. And the one thing I just want to know from y'all is...
Come with me. Is you down doing what I'm talking about doing? Are you down with that? You ain't down with that? Shut your goddamn ass up.
All right, then. Let's keep it rolling.
Static Selector.
Yeah. Should be on cover of the High Times. Walk in my closet, get sky miles. Trap Einstein, Japanese out of wontons. Gave a D like Shondon, told Shorty Quiet Don. So many acres, man, my kids can't trick or treat. Because the neighbors stay on a whole nother street. Politics is usual, while I bought a suit for it. Puff got a party Friday, I bought a coupe for it. Who you know about the borders and don't drink? I sleep, fuck, shower in my gold link. Got titty boy tatted on a butt cheek. If you don't pray for 7 days, it make 1 week. Let's take a smoke break. Got a 38 special that hold 8. Got a room with marble floors and gold drapes. With a badass bitch that like to serve grapes. Got a rape that I use for a bachelor pad. Still made all A's in back of the class. On the cover now, started from back of the mag. Now it's back of the bag. Got my happiness back. If I happen to brag, it's accepted by the culture. Duncan and one touchdown boasting. This is exactly where it happened. Mixing coke came with soda. You get me in a roller. You get me, nigga. Hold it. This is Crack Vibe Chronicles. Explore Nautica. Eddie Bauer Expo. All silencer, vibrant like the spring colors, rapping about the team murders, rapping while mean mugging, shoulda get supreme coverage. Let's have a smoke break. 38 special, the whole 8. Got a room with marble floors and gold drapes. With a badass bitch that like the third grade. Yeah, let's have a smoke break. Got a 38 special, the whole 8. Got a room with marble floors and gold drapes. With a badass bitch that like the third grade. Like literally cruise control, I got, you know, so I got my feet up on geeking one. Dig what I'm saying? Touchscreen everything, push start everything. Everything is everything, and that's love. True.
You got me now, or you figured me out, you fucking income fucking poop.
All right, it's the Block Report, and I'm back on. It's your boy, Tafari XL. Yo, I love that beat from that 2 Chainz joint right there, Static Selector and 2 Chainz. That beat is real fly. Some real fly music on that. So we're going further into our topic, which is money being a concept. And as I was saying, that the money is just a note saying that it's a debt and a note saying that, okay, if you ever noticed the money, as the caller brought up, that the dollar was backed up once by the silver, and it was also backed up by gold. And I believe it was Nixon who changed that concept of the dollar being backed up by gold, President Richard Nixon. And what I want to say is that the way that it's set up is that, especially with the U.S. money is set up whereas it's backed by the full faith and trust. If you read the bill, I think it says something on there like that, full faith and trust of the United States. So that means it just goes to show you that it's really based on nothing at all. It's based on the trust. So it's not, it's something that's not tangible, really. And it's belief is the full faith and trust of the United States government, which is backed up by a bank. And they have these Federal Reserve banks and such. They call them federal, but there's nothing federal about them. So that's what's going, so you have to come to understand that. You have to come to understand that. So when Lord Jamar says that money is a concept and it's not even real, it's like, for instance, okay, the United States runs up a debt. Well, they can just go ahead and say, listen, we don't have whatever to pay up this debt, and they can go to the Federal Reserve Bank, Central Bank slash Central Bank, and say, listen, we need to cover this debt, and so they'll print more money. You can print, and you can keep printing money as much as you want, and that's how they and that's how they play with inflation and all of that stuff. Now, I don't want to get too deep into this stuff because I am kind of versed in this language, but I am not an expert, so I don't want anyone. I'm not no financial or banking expert or anything like this, but I have read, studied, and did knowledge on these topics to at least have a working vernacular to speak on these things, a working language. So, if you don't know what vernacular is. So anyway, so they can go to the Federal Bank and Reserve Bank and tell them, like, we need more money printed up, and they'll just print the money up and then flood that out. Now, the problem is when they print the money up, when they print more money, if they print too much money and then flood the system with this paper money, then the value of the money can be decreased. So instead of a dollar being worth a dollar, like, say, for instance, you have the British pound, and the British pound is stronger than the dollar. Now, there was a time when the dollar got weaker because oil became the major thing, how would you say this? I guess oil is a major commodity, but it basically, based on the oil, the price of the oil, how the oil was, and the demand for the oil, it made the dollar weaker. And if you remember, there was a time when gold had really skyrocketed, and gold became stronger than the dollar. So When you flood the system or the economy with too much of this paper money, you can end up devaluing the money and messing up the whole system. Now, as I said, there's another thing going on now because you have England. Speaking of England and the British pound, they are considering leaving the EU, which is the European Union, if you don't know. And the European Union was basically the group of countries in Europe there that decided to come together and have their own money system and own one type of money instead of every country having their own type of money. Now, England had joined with the EU and accepted the idea of this EU idea, but still kept printing up their own money, which I feel like, you know, either you're in or you're not, but since England can go ahead and make moves like that because they have the power that they have and the wealth that they have, couldn't nobody say nothing to them about it. But now they're considering leaving the EU, and you know, that could, because a lot of those countries in Europe ended up with a lot of debt. Greece, Spain, for one, and there's so many other really not countries that are not doing so well out there in Europe that a lot of people don't even know about. You know, there's some poor countries over there. Poor as far as, you know, they don't really have wealth like that. Not poor like, say, some of these, not like, can't quite say they're third world countries, but they're not really doing all that great. But anyway, so this has been today's show. It's been a great show. Hope you enjoyed it. Like for you all to join us again. Friday at noon, we'll be on Forward Thinking Friday, Forward Moving Friday. And we'll be on at 12 noon, same station. And, of course, Sunday is the Block Party Radio edition at 11 p.m., And what I'm going to do, the next show, Friday, I got to come out. I meant to actually make their announcement that I'll be performing on 145th Street, St. Nicholas Park in Harlem, June 21st. I'll be out there at 5 p.m. performing. And also, as long as it doesn't rain, that's kind of a, but rain or shine, I'll be in Queens same day, June 21st. 2016 performing as well at 7:30 p.m. at Life Camp, and that's on 111 and Sutphin Boulevard in Jamaica, Queens, New York. So you can catch me there. I'm going to open up the next show with the actual with this announcement again, because I know many of you all are busy and you're doing other things and you don't take the time to really listen to everything that goes on in the show. So I'm going to start the show off with this announcement, more or less, with the performances on June 21st that I'll be doing. So once again, I'm glad for all the callers and listeners, and I do appreciate you taking out the time, taking out your time and spending it with me. To your host, Tafari XL on The Block Report. Remember, you can find The Block Report on Facebook, facebook.com/TheBlockReport. You can also find me, your host, Tafari XL, on Instagram at Tafari XL and on Twitter at Tafari XL. And go to ReverbNation.com/Tafari XL and join the mailing list. Join the mailing list, please, and then we can send you info and information on any new music that I'm doing, producing or releasing, and also on the list of performances. So it's been any appearances we'll be doing. So it's been a great day. It's been a great day, a great show. I'll get up with y'all later. Peace. We out of here. I'm going to end this off with my man Jada Kiss, Realest in the Game.
Realest niggas in the game, left. Realest niggas.